Chapter 3. The Parties Begin. Those two opposites, Jefferson and Hamilton, had ideas that needed balancing. They helped found the country's first political parties. They respected, but didn't understand each other. "Mr. Jefferson," wrote Hamilton, "is at the head of a faction decidedly hostile to me and dangerous to the Union, peace, and the happiness of the country." Jefferson replied that Hamilton's ideas flowed from principles adverse to liberty and calculated to undermine and demolish the Republic. Phew, those are strong words. Dangerous, hostile, adverse to liberty. Did they really mean it? These were men who had built the country together. What was going on? To put it simply, they disagreed about power and who ought to have it. It was that old conflict that had kept everyone arguing when the Constitution was being written. Jefferson and Hamilton were both concerned about liberty and about power. How do you balance the two? How do you guarantee freedom? How do you create a government that can keep order and make sure that government doesn't oppress people? How strong should the government be? Hamilton believed the government should be strong. If the government was to work for all the people instead of just those with the loudest voices, it needed to be powerful. Hamilton thought that government should be run by aristocratic leaders, that is, by the prosperous, well-educated citizens who he thought had the time and talents to best run a country. He feared the masses. He said they sometimes acted like sheep, mindlessly following a leader. But Hamilton was also wary of the rich. He thought they often acted out of self-interest. That means they did what was good for themselves. Hamilton knew the government needed checks and balances so no group could gain control. "Give all power to the many," wrote Hamilton, "and they will oppress the few. Give all power to the few, they will oppress the many. Both, therefore, ought to have power, that each may defend itself against the other." Thomas Jefferson feared powerful government. It was justice and liberty for the individual that concerned him. He saw a strong, centralized government as an enemy of individual liberty.